Blog Talk Radio.
Anyhow, glory to God. When we think
of where we could have been, when we think of where we should have been, glory be to God, we got to tell him hallelujah. We got to give him a praise. Glory be to God. So undeserved. Glory to God, but he loved us anyhow. Glory be to God, hallelujah. So tonight, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, with grateful heart, let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise, amen. Just begin to thank him, amen. Begin to thank him for what he's done. Begin to thank him for who he is to you. Begin to thank him for what he's done for you. Glory be to God. It's a personal thing on tonight. Hallelujah. It's a personal thing, people of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You don't know what he's done for me. I don't know what he's done for you. Glory be to God. But all that he's done for me, glory to God, my soul rise up. Amen. Hallelujah. And tell him thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. So come on and thank him on tonight. Just tell him who he is. Glory be to God. For some of us, amen, Jesus, hallelujah, he's been our rock. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Into amen. Hallelujah. For some of us on tonight, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's been our shepherd. Glory be to God. He's provided for us. Glory to his name. For some of us, hallelujah, he's been our joy. He's brought us out. He's brought us through. Glory be to God. Our light he's been. Our peace he's been. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We owe him a praise. We got to tell him thank you. Glory be to God. He's been our goodness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even when we didn't deserve it. And we ought to tell him thank you. We ought to tell him thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's been our portion. Hallelujah. He's provided for us. And we got to tell him thank you. Glory to God. We owe him a praise. Hallelujah. He's been our support. He's been our sustainer. He has, glory be to God, truly been our all in all. Glory to God. And for this, we thank him on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We're thanking you tonight for you've been our helper. Glory be to God. You've helped us. Hallelujah. And that right early. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for being our shield. Thanking you for being our shelter on tonight. We're thanking you for being our refuge. We're thanking you on tonight for truly you've been our everything. And for this, we want to give you thanks. For this, we want to give you praise. We bless you tonight. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless your precious name on tonight. We bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For had it not been you on our side, we don't know where we would be. We don't know. Glory be to God. But we're thanking you on tonight. And we're coming on tonight in our right mind. We're coming on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lifting up hands, lifting up holy hands before you. Glory to God, because you've been good. And for this we give you thanks, for this we give you praise. And now, Father, we're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us. Look upon us on this line. Look upon us, glory be to God. Hallelujah, upon this phone line. Look upon us upon this radio line on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you to look, oh God, in every nation. We're asking you to look in this United States, oh God, unto those that are listening, unto those, oh God, that are in Canada, unto those in Brazil, unto those, glory be to God, in Africa, unto those, glory be to God, hallelujah, in the Bahamas, glory to God, in the Isles of the Sea, in Tortola on tonight. We ask you to look upon each and every one, for you know us name by name. Glory be to God, even the very hairs upon our head. And tonight, oh God, we're coming unto you, lifting, oh God, our hearts unto you, lifting, glory be to God, our all unto you, in the precious name of Jesus. And we're asking you to have mercy upon us tonight. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. We're asking you to forgive us now, in the precious name of Jesus. We ask you to forgive us of our sins, forgive us our iniquities on the night, anything that we've done in any way that we miss you, Father. We're asking you to forgive us in the name of Jesus. We ask you on tonight to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit within us. Glory be to God. We're asking you, oh God, to fill us each and every one. Oh God, by your precious Holy Ghost, by your spirit on tonight. We're asking you to have free course. Have free course on this line tonight. Father, we're asking you to look upon every heart, look upon every mind, for you know, oh people, and we're asking you to look upon the hearts of your people in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, even in Amasa, hey God, oh God, in our lives, in the lives of our families, in the lives of our loved ones, Father, for you see the cares and you see the concerns, oh God. But Father, we know, oh God, that there's nothing too hard for you. There's no situation, there's no circumstance that is too hard for you. And we're lifting up, oh God, every situation unto you. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you to have your way. We're asking you to move by your spirit, move by your anointing. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We're asking you to do it. We're asking you to do it yet again. But, Father, we come yielded unto you. Glory be to God. We said, let your will be done. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come in this hour. Thy kingdom come. Yay, God, in Amosha, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will speak now. Speak to us, oh God. Let your high, yay, God, in the name of Jesus, speak on tonight. Cause your people to hear your voice. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're asking you tonight, oh God, to breathe upon us. Breathe upon us afresh. In the name of Jesus, breathe upon us strength. Glory be to God. Strength in this hour. Strength to go through. Strength, oh God, to go over to the other side. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. For you said by your word that you never leave us, nor would you forsake us. And we're thanking you for being true to your word. We're thanking you for your word is everlasting from generation to generation. And Father, we thank you for it. We're thanking you tonight for every blessing. We're thanking you for every miracle on tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for redeeming your people, oh God, out of the hand of the enemy. Thank you tonight, oh God, for being the light, oh God, that shineth in darkness. Shine on the higher. Shine upon the minds of your people. Shine upon the recesses of the mind of your people. Glory be to God. Cause us to see with clarity, oh God, the direction that you set before us. And for this, Father, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. We bless you. We honor you on tonight. We're asking you, Master, that you will breathe now even so. Cause your glory to rest upon your speaker tonight. Cause your glory to rest as only you can in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your breath of life to come forth of your master in the name of Jesus. Cause your breath, oh God, higher. Woo, glory to God. Cause it to blow. Oh, God, in the four corners, in the north, the south, the east, and the west. Oh, God, stir within us. Oh, God, our desire to please you. Our desire to live for you. Our desire to testify and to witness of you. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for what you're about to say. Oh, God, which was already established in the beginning. For you do establish, you have established the end before the beginning. And we're thanking you now for what's already done. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. We thank you for victory. We're thanking you for victory. We're thanking you for victory in every situation in the lives of your people. We thank you for victory. Oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you now for blessing your speaker. Glory to God that you have divinely appointed in this hour. We say bless him now. Bless him and strengthen even now in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your word to come forth. Hey, God, even so in power and in demonstration. Father, we're thanking you now. Glory be to God for what you've already done. Oh, God, and we're asking you on tonight to hide us behind the cross. Cover us, Master, in your shed blood. In the precious name of Jesus, we do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring his every work to naught. We bring it to naught now. We bring it to naught as sons of God. We bring it to naught as sons of God. And we do declare victory on tonight, oh God, for every listener, for every concern, so on this line tonight. We bless you, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you, oh God, and we thank you, Ebasha, in our precious name, Jesus. Glory be to God. Every heart on tonight, glory to God, every heart on tonight, amen, hallelujah. Just tell the Lord thank you. Just tell the Lord thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Just tell the Lord thank you. Glory to God. Just tell the Lord thank you on tonight, hallelujah. If you believe it, if you're claiming it, amen, if you know it, amen, whatever that situation is, whatever that concern is that you have, just tell the Lord, thank you. If you believe on tonight, hallelujah, that it's already done, amen, you give him a right now praise, hallelujah. Now faith, hallelujah, is a high, you know it, amen. Glory be to God, we believe it right now, amen, that it's already done. We thank the Lord on tonight, people of God. We thank him, we thank him, we thank him. We thank him again for your attention. Amen. Thank you for being attentive in this hour. Glory to God. We pray that you got your pens and your pencils out. Amen, Jesus. And that you are ready. Amen. That you are ready to hear from the Lord. We pray that you are ready to hear from the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Because we thank God. Amen. For the man of God. Amen. That the Lord has ordained to be with us in this hour. Amen, Jesus. He was with us on last night, and I'm telling you, we are excited. Amen. Glory be to God. We are excited, amen, to see where the Lord is going to take us tonight by his word. Glory be to God. We already know, amen, hallelujah, that we're going to make it over to the other side. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, by way of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, amen. He is no stranger to this line. Glory be to God. But we just say he is family. Amen. Glory be to God. He's no stranger to any of us. Amen. By way of Sure Foundation Outreach Ministries, people of God, we want you to receive on tonight, amen, the messenger. Glory be to God. Pastor Thomas Simmons. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I want to make sure you can hear me. Amen. We've got good volume today.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Good to hear your voice tonight, Evangelist Pratt. We give honor to you. Amen. Giving honor to all of the bishops. Amen. I think you said the mother, the first lady of the line. Amen. Giving honor to her, her apostles, bishops, pastors, all whose honors do. Just want to give you honor tonight, and then we just thank God for your leadership. We thank you for your place in the kingdom. Amen, amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in the heavens. We pray for you tonight. God provides and protects. Amen. Leads and guides and encourages you. Amen. In your journey and in your ministry. In Jesus' name. We just thank God. I didn't hear you say it tonight, but I'm counting. I think this is 273. Tonight is 273. And every time I get on the line, I get excited. I want to know the number. Amen. It is a blessing. Amen. I just love consistency. You know, I love something that I can depend on. And I used to sing an old song. I don't know if Evangelist Sample, amen, is on the line. I used to think I could sing back in the days. I used to sing a song, I Can Depend on God. I can depend on God through the storms and through the rain, through sickness and through the pain. I can depend. I found that I can depend on God. Amen. I trust him today, and I thank God for your consistency. I thank God for you show us you have proven the mighty works of God, that he can be depended upon. Amen. If you lean and stretch out and depend on him and obey him, he would do just what he says. And it's amazing, in 73 days, you have went to a phone line to online. You know, went from the phone line to radio. And I think you said Brazil, UK, Africa, Canada, China, and the U.S. If I miss any, please let us know. Amen. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's six countries, amen, that you have gone in 263 days. Amen. That's exponential growth. Amen. Even in the midst of storms, in the midst of economies going up and down, in the midst of sickness, the Lord has allowed you to be the church. Amen. And I thank God you are a source of encouragement. You are a blessing to the kingdom of God. In this time when we need a word, when we, even when churches were closed, amen, the church wasn't closed, amen. Even when people was quiet, thank God, was not quiet. We had a voice. We had a word. We had a prayer. Amen. And I know for a fact that that is, amen, the work of the church. It is commendable. Amen. I thank you, amen, for continuing on. I know it's not easy. Amen. I'm, amen, Church of Baton Rouge, and I know it's not easy. It can get tough. Amen. I'm a bivocational, amen, pastor, so I can imagine, but I don't have the testimony that you have. I've been every day in the house, every day in church for 273 consecutive days. Mm-hmm. What a wonderful testimony. Amen. I want to be one of those when you stand before God, you know, and we get those rewards. And get, I just want to be there just to listen to yours. Amen. Just to listen to see what God says. Amen. To you and your team. Amen. I just want to be a part of it. Amen. Amen. But I thank God for you all. It is encouraging, and I'm glad to be a part.
Bless
amen.
You.
Tonight, we're going to go back, amen, to where we left off yesterday. Amen. We were in the book of Mark, amen, chapter 4. Amen. Mark chapter 4. And I've got so much on my mind, amen, so much on my heart. And I just so I don't know how, amen, to share. I just thank you for, amen, the opportunity. I think the last couple of times I was with you all, I mentioned something. Amen, about connecting the dots. And this is something that's in my heart as far as the Christians. So, you know, we don't, Vandris Bradley, you mentioned, you said line up on line, here a little, there a little, precept by precept. But all of these pieces, all of these components, they come together to paint one big picture.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes we as believers, we live this life by faith, and we come to Jesus because we've heard a word, amen. But sometimes we live this life on bits and pieces. Sometimes we have questions that are not always fully answered. And I don't sit here to have all of the questions today, but the Lord just has allowed me to make sense of what he is really doing. Amen. Big picture. He has allowed me to see the big picture. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And he's allowed me to just connect some of the dots. You know how when you were in elementary school and you start, amen, connecting the dots, you haven't gotten them all connected, but because you've got enough of them connected, you can tell what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's kind of where I am. I can kind of tell, amen, what God is doing. And when I reveal it to you, it's nothing new. You've heard it before. Amen. The words have even passed through your ears tonight. Amen. But to me, it brings special significance because when I understand this, this makes my life, amen, clearer. It gives me purpose. And when we pray the prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven, I want to submit to you that that is the big picture. Amen. That is the big picture. We got to understand, amen, from the beginning, God is a God of love. And love is an action word. Love is not a concept. It's not figurative. It's literally an action word. When you love, you got to do something with the thing you love it. This is something about love. It's demonstrative. It's something that you just don't hold. It fuels passion and compassion, and it fuels action. See, God was sitting there designed all by himself, before he created the heavens and the earth. He was just filled with love, and he had to do something. The Bible tells us that the Spirit of God began to move upon the face of the earth. I remember when I began to read Genesis back in, Lord, I don't know, maybe it was in early 2000s, I began to read Genesis, and it just made my life have more sense. First thing that happened to me, I realized that God didn't make anything without a purpose. I may have said this to you before, but it's worth hearing again because that lets me know that because I'm here, I have a purpose. I have a divine purpose. I am divinely positioned and positioned divinely. You see, God said in the beginning, he said, let there be. And before he said, let there be, he thought about everything he made. And everything he made before he made it, it had a purpose. And after he determined his purpose in his mind, then he said, let there be, and it was. And it came out, to perform the thing that God set it, created it, made it to perform. And you see, you gotta get down, when we get down to man at the late verses in chapter 1, where he says, I think I'm going to make man, I'm going to give him dominion of the earth. You just got to understand what that really means. You have the king of the whole earth giving power through creation to do something in the earth that he's created. You got to understand that God being king of the heavens, he wanted to bring his kingdom to the earth. This is the big idea. I submit to you, this will get me in trouble with some people, but the big idea is really not us going to heaven. Lord have mercy. The big idea, that's heaven is a byproduct for us. I just had a guy, and let me give you an example before I move forward. I had a guy, I had to call to the church today because my internet service was not working. And at the end, once he got it all fixed, you know, I gave him a little tip. Now, some people would think the tip is the big idea. The tip was what it was all about for him. But no, the real purpose was him fixing the internet. And because he did his job, he got a reward. So the reward is really not the end result or the desired result. The real deal is you want to complete the thing that God brought you to the earth to complete. What I'm trying to get us to understand is that the big idea, God's big picture, the connecting the dots, is literally God wants his kingdom to be in the earth exactly like it is in the heavens. And in order to do that, he needed somebody to represent him in the earth realm. You see, Alexander the Great and the Caesars, you know, the Julius Caesars and all the great emperors of the world, they had part of it, but they didn't have it all. You see, their desire to build and expand the kingdom, I think it was Alexander the Great, his theme of what he was doing was to conquer the known world. That's what his theme was. And he didn't realize it, but his theme really came from God. But his actions and his motives came from the carnal man. But all Caesar had to do, all that Alexander had to do, is really hear from God. And I believe God would have propelled them to do something for his kingdom. Amen, like no other. These men did great works. They did great works in the earth, but they missed the big picture. They missed the spiritual part. This is the reason why we have great singers. We have great folks that's building empires, rappers that's building empires, and political figures that are building supposedly empires. But you ask yourself, in the end, what is it going to be like for them? You see, I don't think I would want to see their end because they're missing the main key. The main key is doing it for Jesus. And I want us to understand tonight that prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in the heavens, that's the big picture. You and I are placed in the earth to make the kingdom. The kingdom of God expands. We're here to establish the kingdom of God in the earth, to make it extend and to expand all over the earth. How do we do that? It's one person at a time. You see, a few months ago, PNN started on one line at a time, if I understand it right. And bit by bit, little by little, word by word, witness by witness, text by text, it began to expand. It began to expand. But check this out. It expanded with the right message. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth. What I'm trying to get us to understand tonight is that's the way God's kingdom, he's intended his kingdom to expand from the very beginning. You understand? He started with one man. He started with one man, and he had one message. He wanted us to extend the kingdom. He wanted us to grow his kingdom. I want you to be just like me, Adam. I want you to be just like me. And as you have little babies and little girls, make sure you tell them that Jesus is the real reason. Make sure they know that, no, it's not the education, though it is important, but education is not the primary thing. Be careful of telling your babies and your grandbabies that all you got to do is get your education, and you can do anything in the world you want to do. Make sure we let them know that every tool that is given to them in the earth, it's about expanding the kingdom of God. I want us to understand that the kingdom of God is of the utmost importance. When you've got to understand ambassadorship. See, Adam was an ambassador for God. What Adam was supposed to do in the land is he was supposed to duplicate the kingdom. What he's seen as he spent time with God, he was supposed to duplicate it every time that he produced a child or he talked to a man. He was supposed to produce the kingdom. He was supposed to reproduce the kingdom. He was supposed to reproduce the kingdom. You got to understand, that is our job today. It is to reproduce the kingdom. Money is good. I don't want us to get sidetracked. We're going to touch it tonight. Money is good, but that's not the kingdom. Popularity is good, but popularity does not always equate the kingdom of God. I want us to know the kingdom. The Bible tells us the kingdom is nigh thee. It's in your mouth when you understand the concepts of God. What is my mission today? I want us to understand why we are living here. I was a Christian. I'm a Christian, still is. I'm still am. But I was a Christian for a long time and really didn't have meaning for my living. This is what I'm after tonight. I want to give each and every one of us meaning for our living today. And see, it's your job. I know it's hard as Christians, but it's our job to every day, every place we go, we look. Now it's important for us. It's okay to be radical, but we don't want to be crazy now. We don't want to appear to be crazy. So we want our words to be seasoned as salt. We want to be looking for opportunities to put Jesus in a palatable way where people want to hear what you got to say. Sometimes you got to tear up some things, I know, but most of the time it is encouraging folk to love Jesus. And what I'm trying to encourage us tonight is I want us to be more intentional about looking for opportunities to share the life that we live, looking for those opportunities. You see, we talked about Mark last night, and I told you we read in the beginning how Jesus in Mark chapter 4, he was by the seaside. And after some discourse later on the down the line in chapter 4, he said to them, now let us travel over into the other side. But I submitted to you yesterday that in between the seaside and the other side, it was the kingdom. You see, Jesus came preaching the kingdom of God. This was the message. Yes, salvation is a part of the kingdom. Yes, repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, for receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost and living the holy life, being humbled and loving right, all of those are messages of the kingdom. All of those messages in the kingdom. And the key to it is we got to make sure we're duplicating this message. The sense of urgency is high because God is looking for his resemblance in the earth. Remember, the Bible says how the Spirit of the Lord, he moved across the face of the earth. And the earth was filled with water, but it was void. And he saw reflection in the earth. He saw a reflection of himself. And now that some of the water has abated, he's still looking for the reflection. But not from the waters, but he's looking from it from mankind. He wants to see more of himself in us. Let me show you what I'm talking about. If we go to chapter 4 and we skip down to verse number 3, this is what the Bible says. See, Jesus begins to talk, and he says, "Hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow." And if we skip down, we'll understand. Look at verse 11. If you're not reading, you can hear me. Look at what verse 11 says. "And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God." I want you to know that this whole chapter of 4, Jesus is preaching about the kingdom of God. And then the parable of the sower, we're just going to skip down for a minute. The parable of the sower, I like to call it the parable of the sower. Because let me highlight something to you in this parable. Nothing changes in this parable but the sower. You see, the sower, the person that's sowing, he remains constant. It's the same person, and he is casting the seed. Now the seed remains constant. The seed is the word of God, and when the sower casts the seed, it remains constant. It goes where it's supposed to go, and it lands. The only thing the author or the teacher changes in the story is the soil. So I submit to you, I like to think about it. It's the parable, really, of the soil. You know the story. You know the parable, how the Bible talks about there being the seed falling on the wayside. And you know the parable talks about the seed falling on stony ground, and then seed falling among thorns. And finally, thank God, finally, there is the seed falling amongst good ground. Now, Jesus comes back and he says, all of us out there, the kingdom of God. It's about the kingdom of God. Now, mind you, I told you last night how bodies of water are symbolic to things. Some bodies of water can be symbolic to something separating you from your promise. Bodies of water in dreams and even in scripture can be symbolic to one's emotional or spiritual state, sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes calm, and sometimes tumultuous. It can be symbolic to our state of mind. Also, I want you to see some symbolism in the parable of this sower, or soil, if you will. You see, the fowl, as the sower sowed seed, the Bible says that it falls upon the ground. The first thing happens is that there's a fowl, there is a bird that comes to eat, that comes to take the seed. That is, we know, that's the enemy. That's the enemy. There's a spirit that's flying around you, looking for opportunity that you leave open for him to take advantage of what God is attempting to place into you. Now, we know the wayside. I believe that the wayside is those surface-level Christians, those Christians that go deep into the Word, those Christians that don't spend enough time getting the Word of God in their heart. How do you do that? You have to go over the Word. You have to read the Word. Oh, and let me tell you, it's not about reading a whole lot. It's not about reading 4 and 5 chapters. Even if you just read one verse, get all you can and repeat that thing. Understand it, and how do I use this Word in my life? And as you begin to apply that one concept of the Word, you begin to reveal the kingdom everywhere you go. Everywhere you go. What am I saying here? The wayside Christian is that Christian that fails to put the Word, to remember the Word, and to live the Word. They think it sounds good when it came out the pulpit. Boy, that sounds good. It was catchy. Ooh, it felt good. But then they leave it. They just leave it. And now that stony ground Christian, we're still talking about the kingdom. That stony ground Christian is that one that hears the Word, that understands the Word, but rejects the Word. Oh, you know, that's that Christian sometimes that when the Word comes, they believe that word is talking about somebody else. they say, oh, yeah, that's so-and-so right there. I remember she or he did that yesterday or the day before. And then measuring up this word according to everyone else but themselves. That's that stony ground Christian. That's that one, amen, that's proud. That's that one that's stubborn. Now, the thorns are a tricky one. I believe that's distractions. You see, the Bible talks about that seed falling upon the ground and the seed literally producing. But then there were some things after it started growing, it was some things that started choking that word, pulling that word out of it. You see, oftentimes in the life of the believer, those are distractions. We get busy and we don't pray. We don't keep our devotional time or whatever the preach word is. We don't regard it in our heart, and those things start slipping away. And what happens when things slip away, other things slip in. We just fail to do the things that God would have us do. And in all of these, we do not produce a kingdom harvest. But thank God for the good ground, for the good ground. The good ground is the thing that received the word of God. He rehearsed it. He nurtured the word. She nursed that word, watered it, and fed it, and made sure the ground was good, remembered it, and performed the word. And there is the fruit. The one thing I love about this, and I'm still showing you this. I'm not finished with it. I don't want to reveal it all yet. But there's something about the kingdom that puzzles me. Now, the thing about the kingdom, when we talk about the kingdom of God in the earth, is one thing about it. In God's kingdom, there is good and there's bad. In God's kingdom, I believe I'm digging to get a greater revelation, but I'll save that for later. But I want us to understand the concept of what we are to be doing in the kingdom. What God is saying with the parable of the sower is that we all got options, we all got choices, and whether or not we choose to be diligent with the things God give us. It's up to us. It's up to us. But if we use what God gives us, it'll produce a harvest. But one thing about a Christian, we have to be intentional. We have to mean to live this life. We got to wake up on purpose. Matter of fact, you know what? You got to go to sleep on purpose. Some of us, we just go to sleep when we feel like it. And you know what normally happens? The enemy or fight us are waking up. And therefore, when we wake up off the schedule, we have a hard time getting our life together in order to spend time with God. And if we don't spend time with God in the places where God is, we'll fail to resemble the kingdom when we go in the earth. You see, we got to absorb the reflection, the radiance of God, so when we go in the earth, that thing can emanate from us. We got to spend time with the things that be of God. Now, you being on this line, that's a great part of your life. You spend a few hours edifying and praying and contributing and receiving from the things of God. That is a wonderful, wonderful place to be in the kingdom of God. But what am I saying? What am I attempting to say? God's big picture is his kingdom. It's not just us getting to heaven. It's not just us individually getting to heaven. But God's big picture is the fact that you grab somebody along the way. You grab somebody in the grocery store. You talk to somebody in that parking lot. And even though you socially distance and you wash your hands, you got your mask on, maybe COVID-19 is a great, great conversation piece, amen, to let people know who the answer really is. You see, we thought this vaccination was the answer, but there is a variant out there. And I believe God is screaming at the top of his lungs, it's not the vaccination that has the answer, but it's me. And see, we as Christians, instead of being so concerned about COVID, we got to be more concerned about making Jesus the conversation piece and not COVID. Maybe Jesus is the answer. Maybe as people are fearing and they are afraid, we find a way to share how we believe in the midst and it may encourage somebody, amen, to believe like you believe. You see, as you move on down in chapter 4, Jesus said it like this. He says, the candle was not designed to be put up under a bushel. Right? Well, let me share something with you. Candles are made for the dark. I want that to set in. Candles are made for dark times, not where there's light. So there is no need for us Christians to be placed where there's much light. You need to be placed where there's darkness. Now, the key is you got to illuminate the dark place and don't let the dark place put your light out. Why? Why? Because these people that are living in the dark, just living in the dark, they need great light. And I believe that God has positioned each and everyone in such a time as this to be the light of the world. What happens when we are in darkness and there's light? People gravitate to the light. We want, Lord, help us. We want people moving toward us in these days and times. How does that happen? We got to be people of faith. We don't have to prophesy lies. No, no. But we can be positive in the things that God has promised. We can be positive in the testimonies that we've held and we've heard and we are living through. Our life can be that living testimony in such a time as this. When I was stricken with COVID, I was encouraged. I said, oh, yeah, when I come out of this thing, I'm going to be able to preach a way that I've never preached before, because now I've been through something, I've been going through something that I've never gone through before. And on the other side of COVID, I had a word that was different from the other side. What am I trying to say? Is you and I, we need a kingdom perspective. We need to understand that this life that we are living is all about Jesus, and Jesus has strategically placed you. He strategically placed you to be a light everywhere you go. That's the reason why. I know some of us, I can't wait, some of us don't want to be on a job. Some of us want jobs. Lord, mercy, somebody asked for one last night. It's not all of us, but most of us, myself included. Lord, I know some folks that done retired and they rejoicing on their retirement, but you can't stay home even if you retire. No. Why? Why? Because God wants us to be out among them. This scripture puzzled me. John chapter 17. For 3 years now, this word has been in my heart, and I thank God has just illuminated the reason why. But when Jesus, his ending prayer, he prays and he asks, he said, Lord, I'm not asking you to take them out of the world. He says, but I want you to keep them while they're in the world. That puzzles me. That bothers me for years, because let me explain to you why it bothers me. Because when I really think about being holy, when I really think about being clean and being devoted to God, the biggest thing, one of the major things that hold me up is distractions. Whether it's family, whether it's TV, whether it's mostly a job, it's many things I got going on. And I get humbugged because I got so many distractions pulling away. And because I want to devote myself to God, you know, the first thing I said, boy, I need to go in the woods. I need to just isolate myself, get away from everything. But that's the very opposite of the prayer of Jesus. Jesus said, I'm not taking them out of the world, but literally I'm putting them in the world. And it bothered me for years. Why? I know it's something here. I don't quite understand it. But why does he want me to stay in this world? This dark world, this world that's going away from God. Why would he want me to stay here? And I want to live my life holy and acceptable unto him, because Jesus says, it's not all about you, son. You see, there is a light in you that needs to get out to somebody else. And if you are ostracized and all off to yourself, the people will fail to get the light. And my kingdom will fail to flourish if many like you would go into hiding. What am I trying to say? Lord, give us the wisdom on how we are to navigate and how we are to live our life, everyday lives, to be order, in order to give you glory, in order to expand your kingdom. You see, I understand tonight in Mark chapter 4 that no, the candle is not made to be put up under a bushel. It's not made to be covered, but it's literally made for dark places. So, Lord, why do you send me among the den of thieves? You know how we get. We'll get with the negative attitude because we got coworkers that get on my nerves. But I submit to you that the coworker that's getting on your nerves, that's probably the very one that God sent you to. What am I trying to say? We got work to do. As we see the day approaching, we as the people of God, I don't like to be told no. I struggle with witnessing the people because I don't want to be rejected. But we got to do it anyway. We got to, Lord, give me position and let me be prayerful in every situation, looking for the word in the right season that will make your gospel attractive to the world. Now, I don't want to dilute it. I don't want to compromise, but Lord, I got to get this word out. What am I trying to say? God's big picture is about his kingdom. Kingdom and Zion, they are basically the same. The church and is a part of his kingdom. He wants us to grow. He wants us to go, and he wants us to bring people into his fold, turn these citizens of the U.S. and the citizens of China, the citizens of Canada, citizens of Africa, the citizens of the U.K., the citizens of Brazil, unto kingdom citizens, the people that literally change cultures. You see, the gospel shouldn't be affected by the culture, but the culture should be affected by the gospel. And it's up to you and it's up to I to take on this awesome responsibility. That means that we got to put, that means that we got to love when we don't want to love. That means that we got to like when we don't want to like. That means that we got to submit. We got to always look for opportunities to let God's light shine. That means you got to get rid of your attitude. No, you can't just do it. You can't just say it. You can't just do it like you want to, because the kingdom is at stake. The kingdom is at stake. I want us to know tonight that God is interested in his kingdom. We talked about the sower, the sowed seeds. We talked about the candlestick. And if you move on down into chapter 4, God talks about the mustard seed. You know, we talked about the mustard seed just a little bit last night. But the mustard seed is resilient. They go to seed again. See, it's about the environment. You see, the things that's changing in the parable of the mustard seed is not the seed, but it's the environment. You see, the environment for a mustard seed, sometimes it can be dry. Sometimes it can be plentiful rain. Sometimes it can be harsh. It can be stony. But the mustard seed has a resilience to it that it's able to grow and to flourish in any type of environment. That's a kingdom characteristic. You see, the kingdom of God, it always grows. You see, these are hard times. We count 2020 as being one of the worst years we've ever experienced before, but PNN has a testimony that it experienced exponential growth. I have a testimony that through 2020, I got better in 2020, even when it appears that other things were getting worse. Why? Because kingdom DNA, it does not fail. It always grows, especially in tough times. Now, sometimes you can't measure it right off, but after you get off a little bit and you turn around, sooner or later you're going to realize that, man, I grew in 2020. I was more than a conqueror. God brought me through some things that I thought I would never make it. I could not imagine it. That's growth. What am I trying to say? I'm trying to tell us tonight that individually and even corporately, we got work to do. And it is a God agenda. It is a kingdom agenda. God started with one with this agenda. And he said, be fruitful and multiply. And multiply after its kind. He says everything multiplies after its kind. And if you have kingdom DNA, you should be multiplying kingdom citizens. Lord, help us tonight. God has placed you a candle on a candlestick, not up under a bushel. For the midst of darkness, God has placed you for such a time as this. You see, Joseph was placed in a time of drought and despair, and he brought hope. You see, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were set in an empire that was ungodly, but because of their life of wisdom, their life of determination to live for King Jesus, they was able to turn a whole country around. They were able to upturn laws upside down. So it is with Esther. Esther was placed in the kingdom of ungodliness, and she was placed in a place of persecution. People literally wanted to kill them for what they believed. But because she was strategically placed, God was able to turn the empire around. Lord, what am I trying to tell you? The whole word of God is the exact exemplification of this. Even if we go in the New Testament, we see where even in the book of Acts where the church began to grow, the Roman Empire began to pound the church, forcing the Jews out of the country. And even as they had to go running, the kingdom began to grow even more, even as it was put out of their own country. What am I saying? Above all, our job, you and I, is to live holy and to be an example to this dark world. In the book of Isaiah, this is my devotional read. He says, I make you, Isaiah, a light unto the Gentiles. And in this time, the Jews were the only promised children, but he saw us afar off. He was making light then for now. And right now, he wants to use you as a light. Right now, he wants you to be his shining light in this dark, dark world. How does that look? When you go different places, you can't get caught up in the negative conversations. You can't get caught up in the gossip. You can't get caught up in woe is me, nothing is working out. You got to have your hope in your prayers, in your words. Lord, give me a word for this time and for this season. And when I speak it, let my life be a replica. Let my life measure up to the words that I'm speaking. Why? That I might win some. That I might convert citizens of this world to citizens of the kingdom into the kingdom of God. I believe tonight this is the whole agenda of God. This is the whole agenda of God. When you flip to Revelations, the book of Revelations, there's multitude of people. God is looking for there to be gatherings of people around his throne. That's you and I converting hearts and minds in the world today. Making ready a people that are without spot or wrinkle, ready to praise and worship and live for God in the end. What I find is that as we become kingdom citizens, we get access to kingdom privileges. We begin to realize that I am royalty. I'm a child of the king. And the privileges will begin to be added to your life as we dedicate ourselves to serving or being kingdom citizens. I believe this is the whole agenda of God. I know this may be a different approach tonight, but I want to connect the dots. I want us to shift our minds away from just me and mine. You see, this is what the Bible says. Here it is again, Matthew 6 and 33. He says, first seek the kingdom, and then all of your issues, all of the things that you're concerned with, he says, they will automatically, they'll be added unto you. But you first seek the kingdom of God. How do I become a citizen of the kingdom, Lord? You know the script. If you've been on this line for any stretch of days, how do I become? How do I enter in? How do I become this light that you're talking about? How do I establish and extend the kingdom of God? First, it starts with you. It starts with you. It starts with you. Yes, we got to repent of our sins. And I've heard the things that we've done, and check this one out, the things that we should have done, but we didn't. That is the sin of omission. There was a sin of commission, but there is also a sin of omission. Lord, when I should have prayed, but I didn't pray. When I should have forgiven, but I didn't forgive. Those are sins of omission. There is also sins of commission. So we got to repent. We got repentance. Repentance is, I told you a while back, repentance is not a bad word. Repentance is a beautiful thing. We got to repent of some things. Lord, forgive me of my sins. And repentance, sincere repentance, draws you closer to God. And there is now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. They walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. As soon as you repent, God wipes away condemnation. Even the lies of the enemy, they don't matter anymore. Even though they may be true, you might be a murderer tonight, but when the blood of Jesus is applied to your life, the murder does not happen anymore. God wipes away that from your record. He exonerates you on your record. Why? Because God has work for you to do. Yep, we got to repent. And I recommend we do it like the Bible says. We be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Throughout the book of Acts, throughout the birth of the church, this is the way they wash their sins. They receive remission of sins through the washing away of the water in faith in Jesus, the baptism in Jesus' name. And as you pray and as you worship, as you focus in on the things of God and repentance is set in your heart, God will reveal to you the Holy Ghost, and you will speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. Sometimes you may need a little help, so you get with somebody that understands, and they'll pray with you. But God in this time and by faith will fulfill his promise concerning you. You'll find all of these in the book of Acts. Chapter 2, you read the whole chapter. Amen. But this is the entering in. This is being born again, the entering in into citizenship of God's kingdom. And as you begin to enter in, you do these things, then you begin to live holy. You begin to love. You begin to learn the word. And then you begin to share the word. Now, John, I think it's chapter 3, write that down. John chapter 3 says it like this. He says you can't even see or enter. Here it is again, the kingdom of God without being born of the water or by the Spirit. See, the message of the kingdom is throughout the whole Bible. But it first starts with you. Make sure that you are a kingdom citizen. And as you go throughout the world, as you go throughout the world to work and to play and to fellowship, wherever you go, you let the world know that I'm a part of the greatest country the world has ever known. That's the country. That's the citizenship of God. You begin to tell them what God has done for you. Share with them your testimony. And as you begin to immerse yourself in the word of God, then you share with them the principles of God through his word. God is big enough to confirm his kingdom to everyone you talk to. You don't have to do it. God will do it. He may do it through you, but you trust God to confirm his kingdom. He just needs us to talk about his kingdom. He needs us to stretch out on faith and make the kingdom our delight. That's where we begin. That's just the cusp. That's just the cornerstone of us beginning to be kingdom citizens and spreading this great gospel. There's other parables in chapter 4, but I think I wanna stop here. I want to just encourage us to ask God more about his kingdom. Lord, am I spreading? Am I being an ambassador for you? And once let me assume that responsibility of being more like you in my everyday life. I gotta think like God. When situations come your way, don't think your own thoughts. think the thoughts of God. What does God say about the situation? COVID is here. What does God say about plagues? What does God say about disasters? What he says, this thing will come to pass. But the people of God has a special place with God. And even in the midst of it, even if he has taken some away, let me tell you something. This place is not our home. Any person in God that he's taking with COVID, they're in a better place today. And I would guarantee you that if you was to ask them right now, would you be ready, do you want to go back or do you want to stay where you are, all of them would tell you that they'll stay. Heaven is not our home. This kingdom here will transfer into the greater kingdom that is to come. That kingdom comes. But what am I saying today? Lord, I want to have a kingdom perspective. I want to live your kingdom agenda in the earth. I want to be that light. I want to be that seed, that soil that is good, that receives the seed and produces fruit that remains. I want to be that light that's set up on the hill. I want to be that light that's in darkness. And I understand tonight that it really begins with me. It starts in my heart. It starts in my mind. I got to do some things differently in order to have a God perspective. And you said in the Word, God, Matthew 6:33, if I seek your kingdom, you would bless me with other things, these things. So the Bible tells us that we have not because we ask not. So if you have a child that's on your heart, you got a matter that's on your heart, you got a health issue that's on your heart, you got someone that's on your heart, you got a financial issue, or you got a wonderful testimony, this is still the place where you begin in the kingdom. And if you begin in the kingdom, everything that's on your heart, God says it'll be added. He'll hear the desires of your heart, and as you tend to God's business, God will begin to tend to your business. So I want us to switch our thinking to being selfless and more about the kingdom of God. What do I do? What can I do for the kingdom today? No, this is a different message, and I pray it funds you to different thoughts. But now we want to become kingdom citizens. We want to begin to think like God. We want to transfer over to the kingdom of God. And as we seek first the kingdom, then we're going to give room that we add all the other things to the request. But let's pray prayers for the kingdom of God. We say, O Lord, rise, arise, O Lord. Let thy kingdom live forever. There is a prayer, long live the King, long live the King. And we say tonight, Lord Jesus, may you live forever. May thy kingdom be forever and forever. We say, arise, O Lord, that our enemies may be scattered. Lord, may your throne be established forever. And, Lord, we want you to be sovereign in our lives today, in our thinking, in our hearts, and in our minds. We want you to take the rule. We talked about last night how the king sits, the sign of a sovereign king as he sits. Lord, you sit up on the tables of our heart today. May you rule in our thoughts. May you rule in the words that we speak. May you rule in actions tonight. Before we do a thing, is the Lord reigning should be our question. We want your kingdom to be ran through us and in us and with us tonight. We pray, give us a kingdom perspective tonight. Give us thoughts of the kingdom all night long. Help us, amen, to meditate on the kingdom of God. I want to be like that mustard seed tonight. I want to be that one that endures through tough times and through victorious times. I want to be the mustard seed that endures until the end. It produces a great, great harvest for you, Lord. It's not about my popularity, Lord, but it's about you being made popular. It's not about me creating a dynasty, but it's that thy kingdom may come and that thy will may be done tonight. And I don't know, somebody, if you, we can open up, if it's all right, Evangelist Bradley, to start praying for those on the line. Amen. We begin to pray, amen, with this kingdom perspective. Lord, I commit myself to your kingdom. So now, Lord, I ask you to look on the things that are on my heart. As I tend to your business, Lord, as I recommit to your kingdom, as I redirect to spreading your word, to being your light, Lord, I ask you to remember these things, Lord. Remember what's on my heart. I know you can do anything. You are king. The word of the king is, the Bible says that there is power. You can speak a word, and you can move, change my life situation. See, the king, he creates. His word is law. So when God says something, when God speaks to your situation, even nature has to submit to what God says about you. Even now, if there's someone, come on over and make your request known unto the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Amen. The King is wanting to hear your request tonight. Is there one? Is there one? I think we star six and we cross on over. Amen. And we make our request in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen. Come on, over. Amen. I think I heard somebody. Come on over. Amen. And just begin to speak, and we'll give you room in Jesus' name. Anybody want to talk to the King? Anybody want to make your request known to King Jesus? He can change anything. Amen. Is there one? Is there one tonight? Amen. Is there one? Come on over. 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 Be encouraged. Amen. Be encouraged. Amen. God has already made room for you in his kingdom. Amen. He wants you to be his citizen, to walk, amen, in the things of God. Amen. Come on. Come on over. Come on over. Make your request known tonight. Let's talk to King Jesus. Let's talk to King Jesus. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. While we're waiting, I just would like to remind those that are listening by radio, you can as well call your request in, if you would. If you're listening by radio, you may dial 339-209-6891. And once you get in, press star six, and you can make your request known. And this is for those that are listening by radio, and as the man of God has already said, those that are listening by phone, just press star six and come over on the broadcast side.
Amen. Did I hear someone? Amen. I'm just going to talk a little bit to someone. Come on over. Come on over. Let's pray. Amen. Let's take it before the Lord in prayer. Amen. This kingdom agenda is really on my heart. Amen. I want to work for Jesus. Amen. I got to expand his kingdom. Amen. And everybody may have different venues. They may have different opinion. They're on radio, and now they're blogging. Amen. Amen. But they're pushing the word out. Amen. God has a ministry down in you, and your ministry may be on the job. Your ministry, amen, may be in the pulpit. Amen. The way you broadcast the kingdom may be the way you love. And it may be your giving. It may be your service to people. But there is a light that's in you that has to come forth. We're calling that kingdom light forward right now. In Jesus' name. Is there one with a request? Is there one with a request?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
I would like to request prayer for Amanda. She went in the hospital for a minor surgery. Definitely turned to a major surgery. Her name is Amanda. And I thank God for the word tonight. And bless God for you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Bless her. Bless you. Amen. Amen. Amanda, we're asking God to bless Amanda. Amen. Is there another? Amen. Let's talk to King Jesus. Amen. He's sitting on the throne, and he's taking requests. You know, presidents, they receive letters, and then daily receive letters from their citizens telling them their needs and what's going on. God is sitting right now. Amen. He wants to hear the King of Kings. He wants to hear from you right now. And I'm telling you, he could speak a word from where he is and change, literally change your situation. Amen. What is your request tonight? What is your request tonight? Amen. Is there another request tonight?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes, this Beatrice Malang, I would like prayer for me to do the will that God has for me to do for him.
Mm. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for you. Will of God for our life. That's one of my favorite prayers. That's one of my favorite prayers. Amen. Is there another? We will be praying for you, sister. Amen. Is there another? Is there another? We got Amanda. We got Beatrice. We got an A, a B. Is there a C out there? Amen. Come on. Come on, y'all. And God wants to hear from you. And then God wants to hear from you. Amen. It is amazing how when you look through the Word, you see the kingdom of God.
Praise God.
In different countries. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hi, this is Sister Clarissa Lowe. I too want to have prayer for me to be in a position where I can do the will of God, whatever God has for me to do. I'm always in a position where I get a chance to witness to people, and I grew up in the church, and even when I strayed away from the church, it always comes back to me witnessing to people, no matter what was going on. The conversation always leads to me witnessing to people. And I want to go higher in the Lord and get a better understanding so that I can witness more and I can do whatever it is that God wants me to do.
Amen. What's your name again, sister?
Clarissa Lowe, Sister Clarissa Lowe.
Spell that for me.
C-L-A-R-I-S-S-A. Lowe,
okay.
L-O-W-E.
Okay, thank you. So we did get a C. All right, do we have a D? We got an A, a B, and a C. Do we have a D out there? Amen. Bless your sister, Clarissa Lowe. Amen. Do we have a D? And it don't have to be a D. Don't wait. Don't wait. You just come on. Come on.
Yes, we have a D.
Bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Bless you. Bless you.
We do have a D. God bless you. God
bless you. Bless you. Thank God you all are getting the message also. I mean, this is not, amen, a message that I normally preach, amen, it's different, it's a little strange, but you get it because you're praying for the will of God in your life. That is the kingdom. That is the kingdom, to do what he, amen, has to be done with your hands and with your feet, amen. Bless you, bless you. Amen. Is there another? Is there another? Amen.
Yes, that's a D. God bless you, man of God. Appreciate
amen.
The word of God.
Is there another? Amen. Amen. We're not going to, amen, force you. Amen. And we're just going to talk a little bit more. Someone needs to be stirred. Amen. Amen. To make their request known unto God. Amen. Someone may need to be stirred to make their request known unto God. But God, amen, is into the stirring. He's in the stirring business. Amen. God wants us, amen, to be stirred. He wants us, amen, to be comfortable coming to him. I want you to know that he is concerned about every part. He already knows about it. He already knows that he wants to hear it from you. You know, he wants you, because see, there is life in your words. I heard Sister Clarissa LaRose say just now that, you know, she's always talking. That's what he wants. He wants us to always be talking about him. That's life coming out of our mouth. Just like breath, that's life. Amen. And God wants us, amen, to be on life's side. Amen. Amen. Is there another? If not, we're going to go ahead, amen, and pray. Is there anyone else? Amen. Anyone, any other concerns? Amen. There was a sister, amen. I left home. I thought I was going to get home. Amen. That was on the line last night. She also, her name was a C, but she, her prayer was to be closer to God. Amen. I think she had a health issue. She wanted a job also. Amen. And you fell on my heart. Amen. Amen. This morning as I was, amen, spending some time. And I just want to encourage you. Hopefully you're on the line. I'm not sure if this is the same young lady right here. Amen. That just made her request. Amen. But I want you to know that God, amen, that's what he wants us to draw nigh unto him. The Bible says if you draw nigh unto God, he will draw nigh unto you. And I submit to you that God is already there. God is already there. Guess what? He never moved. My wife and I was rejoicing off of a scripture. I think it's in Isaiah, maybe 50 or 52. She may be on the line. If she's not too shy, she can remind me what it was. But God asked the question. He asked the question. He said, somebody said, I divorced you. He said, I want you to prove it to me. It's the first time I ever saw it like this. He said, but I want you to produce the paperwork. I never saw it like that. When he talks about the divorcement, he said, I want you to produce the letter of divorce. He said, I want you to produce the contract. I want you to show me where I left you. Show me where I divorced you. And the fact of the matter is that God has never left. He's never left. He's never left. All he was waiting on you to turn back to him. Amen. God hasn't left. It does not matter. Amen. What you've done, how long you've done it, the fact that you have breath in your body and you on this line, you can hear and comprehend. It is evident token that God, amen, is still concerned about you. Amen. And that is kingdom business. Is there another one before, amen, we begin to pray?
Amen. Yes. My name is Taquito Hall. I'm from Daytona Beach. I need prayer for myself first and prayer for my family.
Amen. Did you say prayer for your son or prayer for yourself?
For myself, Taquito Hall, okay. And for my family.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Bless you from Florida. Amen. If there isn't anyone else, I know I'm talking. I'm just talking to give you room to come on in. So just butt on in and say what you got to say. Amen. Amen. Put your request in. Is there another? Is there another? Amen. Just a few more minutes.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Well, I'm coming again with that D from Mother Daniels.
Amen. Thank you, Mother.
Mother Daniels. Amen. And her two daughters. Mother Daniels is 100 years old, and she'll be 101
yes,
this year. And her two daughters came down with the COVID, so it's three of them. And
mm-hmm.
But they want prayer that God continue to strengthen them. They don't came a long ways. Thanks be to God. Mother only spent one night in the hospital. Thanks be to God. But they were like prayer that God continue to strengthen them because they know they healed. They know they are healed, that God continues to strengthen them. And Mother says she looks just like a peach. She just telling the goodness
beautiful.
Of God.
Beautiful,
and
beautiful,
just pray
beautiful.
Mother Daniels and her two daughters.
Yes, ma'am. Amen. I will.
And
thank
I thank
you.
God that he continues strengthening them and building them up.
Amen. 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 And I want you to see something, people of God, how you see the testimony in the midst of the test right there. You see, that's how God wants to get the glory. You see, we got a 100-year-old mother, amen, that's getting through this COVID. And on the other side, that's going to be a testimony that's dynamite. And then those two daughters, amen, on the other side, they're already being strengthened. That's a testimony for the test, amen. And that's what it's all about. And you got to have your test so you can have your testimony and you can declare it to the hills in Jesus' name. Is there another? Amen. Don't you let the enemy
praise
as
the
you
Lord.
Go through things. And praise the Lord. Come on. Praise the Lord.
I'm Queen B. I'm the other B.
All right, Queen B. Amen.
Yes. I was working, and it's like every time it's time for the prayer request, I'm in a place where if I get on my phone, you know, somebody might see me. Well, tonight I just did it. Look, I need to get on the line. I need prayer for God to bring me closer, rededicate my life, because I've allowed some distractions that He's delivering me from already, but I've allowed those distractions to get in the way.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I know it's God for me to be on here talking, because I'm a pretty much private person, and this is on the air, the radio, and I'm like, you know what? My soul is worth it all.
Oh,
yes, yes, yes,
praise
God. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. And let me submit something to you. Get you a little earpiece. Get you a little earpiece.
I got it in my ear.
At work.
Yes.
Amen. Bless you.
But I just couldn't let
Amen.
The night go by.
No Amen. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for encouraging us with your words.
Yeah.
We're going to pray that you draw closer in the Lord, bind every distraction, amen, from your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there another? We're going to move on. Time is being spent. Amen.
Yeah.
We're going to spend ample time, amen, to pray. Amen. Is there one more? Is there any more? If not, we're going to move on in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Messages like this, amen, amen, they worry me because I don't feel like I do the message justice. You know, amen. But we have to do what God says, and we leave the rest to Him. But you are evident testimony. Your prayer requests let me know, amen, that the message was heard clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the will of God. It is the kingdom of God. He is the ruler. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know that God is a king that's concerned about every one of his citizens. And see, the fact that he's omnipotent and omniscient, he can be able to think about every individually. You see, we are specifically loved by God. Because there's so many of us in the earth, we think that we're being overlooked. But God sees just you. It's like the whole world, and it's just you and the earth. That's just the type of God, we serve. I want you to know that God loves you. Amen. And God placed each and every one of you here for a reason. And I want that reason, I want that purpose to come to fruition tonight. Making money and surviving, that's just the itty-bitty part of it. Yeah, I know we want to be rich. I know we want to be popular. That's if it is. It's the itty-bitty part. But it is the will of God being done in your life. That's where the abundant life is. Amen. And what we pray for Sister Amanda tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. That surgery that started out small, but now it's large. Lord, you are the first surgeon, Lord, just like you did the surgery on Adam to bring Eve, and you healed. God, we ask you to heal again. Heal Amanda right now in Jesus' name. You had to make the thing big so you can get a lot of attention. So now when you heal, you can get a great testimony. You can get great praise, Lord. Turn this thing into great praise in Jesus' name. Give her beauty for ashes. Edabasha. Give her joy for her sadness, and give her worship for worry tonight. Give her victory, oh God, over, oh God, the enemy tonight in Jesus' name. Bless Sister Amanda in Jesus' name. Those praying for the will of God to be done in their life. I want to submit to you that the safest place in the whole world is in the will of God. Sister Beatrice, the safest place in the whole world is in the will of God. Sister Clarissa Lowe, the safest place is in the whole world. Is in the will of God. We pray the will of God on your life. We pray, I like to pray this prayer, Lord, help me to hear you and obey you. It's not enough for me to hear you, hallelujah, Lord, but I want to hear you and I want to be obedient to your will. We pray the will of God on their lives. Give them supernatural power to do the thing, amen, that you call them to do in this hour. Offer them protection and provision in the way, amen, that you will get the glory in Jesus' name. Look upon Sister Shakita from Florida tonight. As she prays for herself, it is important for us to pray for ourselves. She prays for herself, amen, that she might be in position to do the will of God. Amen. God, we ask you to bless her with health, and we ask you to bless her with wealth. We ask you to bless her with a strong spirit, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You bless her with everything she needs, God. Oh, God, we ask you to bless her family. But she prays for a desire. She prays to draw nearer to you. Do it now, Lord, as only you can in Jesus' name. We know that there is no distance in prayer, that you can do anything. You can do it anywhere, and you can do it any time. Do it even now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for Mother Daniels today and her three daughters in Jesus' name. We thank you for the testimony that you're cooking up in Jesus' name. We thank you for we can see it from afar. Hey, Shabbasi. Now do it for your name's sake, God. Now finish this thing. I think we heard last night that this fight is fixed, God, that the results are already in, God. Amen. We ask you to bless as only you can. Finish it strong, that your name will be glorified in Jesus' name. We look forward for the testimony of 100-year Mother Daniels today. And don't let any of them be lost tonight. In Jesus' name, strengthen them even in the inner man. You strengthen their bodies, their minds, their souls. Let there be a complete recovery in Jesus' name. And we will say to God be the glory in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. We pray for Sister Queen D tonight in Jesus' name. As she pushed her way on the line, Lord, what a wonderful testimony. Stepping across the obstacles, oh God, and taking opportunity to speak to the King, Lord. We ask you to honor her faith right now in Jesus' name. Let she prepare. She asked to draw closer to you in Jesus' name. She asked for power to overcome distractions in Jesus' name. Do it even now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we believe that she'll give your name the glory. We believe that she'll praise your holy name. She'll say to God be the glory. She'll have testimony of Joseph. You meant it for bad, but God, he turned it around for the good. We say, Lord, to God be the glory for everything in our life today. And we pray the prayer of Jesus, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth, Lord, in the earth. And Lord, do it with me, God. Lord, do it with my hands, and do it with our feet, and do it with our heart, and do it with our lips today, Lord. We want to be right in the middle of your will today, God. Help us to be willing to do any and everything you're calling us to do in these last and in these evil days today. Help us to lift up our voice as a trumpet tonight. In Jesus' name, let our light so shine among men that they'll see your good works and want to live for you tonight, God. Help us to be the living testimony tonight. We want your kingdom to be fulfilled tonight. We want more citizens in the kingdom tonight in Jesus' name. We pray for our brothers in Jesus' name in Brazil tonight in Jesus' name. We thank you for sending the word to Brazil. Let there be a word of encouragement. Let there be a stirring in the spirit tonight. Not only am I here to hear, but I'm here to do. In Jesus' name, bless our brothers and our sisters in the UK today. In the name of Jesus, they know about kingdoms today in Jesus' name. They know what it is to be a part of a kingdom. Let thy kingdom come, Lord. Manifest thy kingdom above every kingdom in the earth in Jesus' name. Bless our kings and our queens in Africa today in Jesus' name, oh God. To God be the glory. In the
name of Jesus. Oh, God, be a repairer of the breach today. May the name of Jesus, oh, God, permeate in the land of Africa in Jesus' name. To the utmost, may they say, Jesus saves in Jesus' name. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Bless neighboring Canada tonight in Jesus' name. May Christ be in Canada tonight, God. May his name be lifted. May his light, oh God, shine bright in the mighty name of Jesus. Meet the need, open the door, and let your word travel on the wings of your people today, on the voices and the hearts of your people tonight. Give us a sense of urgency, Lord. Let there be a stirring in Jesus' name. Stir in China, God. We've already heard testimonies in China. Oh, God, continue to bring them forth in Jesus' name. Break the back of the oppressor in Jesus' name. Let there be a supernatural salvation. Let them experience the joy, hallelujah, and the knowledge of God, hallelujah, in the inner man in Jesus' name. We say, arise, O Lord, and cause every one of our enemies to be scattered. Obo shana na sebo. The Bible asks the question, shall all the captive be delivered? The Bible tells us that the captive of the mighty, they shall be delivered in Jesus' name. Bind the hands of the enemy on every part in Jesus' name. Crush us under every chain, every fetter in the mighty name of Jesus. We say the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are made safe. Lord, we trust in you tonight in the name of Jesus. Give us a kingdom mindset. Help us to think like royalty. Help us to walk like royalty. Help us to talk like royalty tonight. Help us to wear the king's robes, the robes of righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to be your people called by your name, God. Everywhere we go, we want to represent you, Lord. Help us to do so that your name receives the glory, that your kingdom is forwarded, that your kingdom be advanced in the name of Jesus. And we being your citizens, we won't be left out tonight. And as we tend to your business, God, as we seek first the kingdom of God, you promised us in your word that you will add these things unto us tonight. Look upon that one that is distracted tonight in Jesus' name. Bring a supernatural focus to their life in the mighty name of Jesus. Give them laser focus tonight in the 2020 vision, God. Help them to see Jesus and Jesus alone in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, show that you are Christ is over COVID tonight in the life, amen, amen, of Mother Daniels and her children tonight. In the life of those requested even last night, show that you're over COVID tonight. Show your mighty power. Turn that thing around, God. Oh, God, boost that immune system in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, heal, deliver, set free in Jesus' name. Let the will of the Lord have its preeminence in the life of your people, oh, God. Help us to realize that the safest place in the whole world is in the will of God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Hey, Shadda, say, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. We put the door, hallelujah, we smear the blood, hallelujah, on the doorpost today. We smear the blood on the lintels of our hearts and the lintels of our faith today in Jesus' name. We saturate by faith ourselves in the blood of Jesus. We receive the Spirit of Almighty God in the name of Jesus. Let there be a supernatural power that grips the life of your people, God. Help us to live life with a sense of urgency in Jesus' name. Help us to be intentional in Jesus' name. Close the gates that are open in our life in Jesus' name. Saints, sometimes we leave spiritual doors open. Saints, sometimes we allow spiritual windows to be open in our lives. How about for certain actions and certain things we allow to go on, and the enemy attempts to creep in, we close the gates tonight in Jesus' name. Watch your eye gates. Watch what you expose your eyes to in Jesus' name. Watch what you expose your ears to. Don't let everything come into your ears. Don't entertain every conversation in Jesus' name. But we close the gates right now in Jesus' name. We evict the enemy in Jesus' name. We serve you in eviction notice tonight in Jesus' name. Satan, you are a liar. Hallelujah. We serve you in eviction notice. You do not belong here in the name of Jesus. This, hallelujah, body, this body, this temple is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Lord, fill every empty space here. Fill every space tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Shadabase, special prayer. Hallelujah for Evangelist Bradley and her team in Jesus' name. We know that you alone can't make it go, amen, but we thank you for a team, amen. Thank you for a team in Jesus' name. Thank you, oh God, for 273 days, oh God. Oh God, we look to for, amen, amen, 274. Give them the strength that they need, amen, to continue on in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I fear, amen, that the kingdom message have not been made justice tonight, amen, but you are the king of clarity tonight. Oh, bring clarity to the eyes of your people. Cause them to understand the message that you want, amen, about the kingdom. Cause them to understand the part that they play in your kingdom today. Help us to understand it's not about dynasties. It's not about our popularity. It's not about our power. It's not about our money. But it's about expanding the kingdom of God. May we not be distracted. May we fulfill our purpose in the earth. Amen. And when you come, amen, to the earth, Lord, you see a kingdom filled with kingdom citizens. Amen. And thank God you'll be praised and you'll be glorified. And we cast our crowns before you. We'll bow our knees and bow our heads before you. We will worship you and we will declare, long live the King. We say, O King, live forever. Reign in our hearts and reign in the earth and reign as only you can in Jesus' name. Protect your people, God. Those that have questions, amen. Those that don't quite understand. Those that have gotten weary in the way, God, bless them in Jesus' name. Give them faith for the journey, God. Give them the mind to continue on in Jesus. Answer their questions tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Make it clear, amen, this way, this way, this way. Make it clear tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We just give you praise tonight. Amen. I think my time is spent, God. We just give you praise tonight. Break and destroy fetters tonight. Set your people free tonight. Heal, deliver, set free tonight. Let them know that this life, amen, is not a figurative life, but it's real. It's real. It's real. It's real. Oh, visit them tonight in their dreams. Visit them tonight in their hearts. Speak to them, God, with clarity, great clarity in Jesus' name. Reveal to them the kingdom. Reveal to them the kingdom agenda. Amen. I yield back, amen, to the hands of Evangelist Bradley. Amen. Thank you, amen, for the opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen.
And
amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have heard tonight, amen, the word of God. Truly thank God, amen, for the word of God and the message coming through the man of God, letting us know it's all about the kingdom. Truly everything that we do, God has to be in it, and God has to be glorified. Amen. In our lives and in our bodies. Amen. We were created to worship God. Amen. And God alone. Not amen. It's not about us. It's not about what we feel, what we want, but it's what God, amen, desires of us. Praise God, amen. We thank God for the word tonight. Amen. Seek the Lord, people of God. Amen. To find out, amen, your place in God. Amen. And the will of God for your life. Amen. We all have purpose. We all, amen, were put here, amen, to do a work for the Lord. Amen. And whatever God has called you to do, amen, do it to the best of your ability. Amen. To God be the glory for the things that he has done. So we praise God for, amen, the word of God once again coming through the man of God. We thank God for, amen, prayer. Amen. We know that prayer, amen, changes situations. Amen. Like it for stated, we have a testimony. Amen. After the test, amen, comes a testimony. And truly, amen, we are a living testimony tonight that God has kept us through the storms of life. God, he has kept us. So, amen, we just praise God tonight. We thank God for the man of God. Amen, we want to pray over him, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank him for your manservant, the one that has come and availed himself, has spoke your real word unto us, have declared your word, even over this line and in the atmosphere. Father God, we pray for him right now. We pray for his home, his family. We pray for health. We pray, oh God, that you continue to make a way out of no way. Open up doors for him. Provide, oh God, for his household. God, we know that you're able, oh God, open up the door for utterance, even for ministry, that he may continue to declare your word. Father God, we pray that you be glorified. Get the glory even out of his life. Oh God, edify him for your glory. Oh God, use him for your will. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Strengthen the man of God right now. Oh, Father God, we know all about it. We pray that you will strengthen him right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. We just bless the Lord once again for this night. Thank God for each and every one of you, amen, that have come to the line, amen, to listen attentive to this broadcast. Amen. We pray, amen, that you, amen, will take heed to the word of God. Amen. And ponder on what you have heard this night. Amen. And seek the Lord. Amen. Ask the Lord, what will he have you to do? Amen. What does the Lord require of me? Amen. You ask the Lord that he will reveal it to you. Amen. One way or the other, God will reveal himself unto you. And you can walk in your purpose and you can walk in your destiny. Amen. And we praise God for his goodness and his mercy. People, God, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, you can text us at area code 912-257-3918. Once again, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, the number is 912-257-3918. And to all of our international listeners, amen, you too can receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, amen, by using WhatsApp. Using WhatsApp, you can text us at 678-608-7234. Once again, to all of our international listeners, for you to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast as so desired, you can text us by using WhatsApp, and the number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Upon your request, we'll be sure, amen, that you get, amen, a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. You get this broadcast, we want you to listen to the word of God, amen, attentively, amen, and apply the word of God to your heart. But also at the same time, we want you to share this broadcast with somebody else. Maybe somebody else that you know is struggling with their purpose. Maybe they don't know what their purpose is, but you can send them this word tonight, this broadcast, and it can help them to get clarity, amen, on the purpose of their life. Because we all are here for a reason and a season. But we want God to be glorified, amen, until our day is done. So we just thank God for each and every one of you once again. Amen. Thank you, amen, for listening to this broadcast tonight. Amen. We welcome you to the Prayer News Network. We're here every night at 9 p.m. Amen. Feel free to come and join us. So all of our first-time listeners, amen, we thank God for you. We pray that you have been blessed tonight. Amen. We pray that you have been inspired, amen, motivated and encouraged, amen, to continue to seek the Lord, amen, and to walk this walk with us. Amen. We would love to have you back. Amen. So we praise God for each one of you. Amen. At this time, this concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We will be back on tomorrow night, Lord say the same, at 9 p.m. We want you to come. Amen. Come with great expectancy. Amen. We don't know what God is going to do, but whatever the Lord is doing in this season, amen, Lord, don't do it without me. I don't want to miss a mighty move of God, but I want to be a part. Whatever God is doing in this season and in our lives, I want to be a part of what God is doing. Amen. I pray the same for you. Amen. So we love you. And in behalf of the Prayer News Network Global, amen, our visionary founder, Evangelist Ned Bradley, all of our advisors, amen, we want you to know that we love you. Amen. But God loves you best. Amen. We are concerned about your soul. Amen. We're here, amen, to reach the lost at any cost. Amen. Blessings unto you. Amen. Peace and blessings. Amen. Until tomorrow night at 9 p.m., amen. We say good night. Amen. We pray for you in Jesus' name. Good night, everyone. Be blessed.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.